Blog Talk Radio.
I watch your face while you are asleep.
Yeah.
A resting grace.
This is for you, Haiti.
I want to keep.
This is for everybody around the world. That's going to a lot. Yeah. And there is only one God. The Lord's our light, all the pain at night. He shined through darkness. I pray for my people that's lost. That's why he was on the cross for our sins. His words no more, so when I help the poor. Natural disaster, earthquake, Haiti, that's where my parents' birthplace is crazy. I'm still fighting with myself, holding on the truth. It's not good for your health. Time is running out, so keep strong. Even the road is long, so just keep faith. Love people that hate, don't look back. Family, friends, love them to the end. Here, grab my hand, and let's be a rock like the band. And jump up and be God's biggest fan. Let's go and follow him to the road that's no longer cold. God help us all, let's get up while we fall. Please answer when he calls. You gotta be honest, just listen to my voice. In this world, you gotta make the right choice. It's not about rich or fame. During hard times, you just switch up your game. My heart matches my body, my soul, my spirit. My people, can you feel it? Our God is the realest. Reaching for the stars, walk with me. Cause we gotta make it far. I've been places, I've seen faces. Very unhappy, now the devil trying to trap me. But my faith is power, so I'm scared that coward. So I keep flowing like the shower, minute by minute, hour by hour. I become my dream, every day I become my king. Keep a lookout, cause he's coming like a thief in the night. Get ready, no more fight.
I watch your face while you are asleep. A resting grace I want to keep. I'll light the
way. Hold on.
So you can see.
Even though it's a long road, we're gonna make it. We all gonna make it.
Just hold on.
Thank God. Pain right now.
Every day,
just keep faith.
Keep strong. Life, care of you.
We're here to overcome everything and our obstacles. Hold on. Live
hold
your
on.
Dream.
Man, I love ministering to everybody,
and even to the streets, because that's what I'm meant for. And today's topic is new creature in Jesus, new creature in Christ Jesus, Yeshua, Alpha and Omega. He has many names, but there's only one God. Basically, new creature in Christ. Why I chose that topic, right? It's salvation. The Lord's salvation is important, especially in the end time. It's important to have the Lord with us, to use us for that great purpose, especially that spiritual warfare that's going on in the last days. I'm going to read a psalm to you, Psalm 37, verse 39. But salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. And the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trust in him. That verse I chose, matter of fact, the Lord chose for me to read. Why? Because you have to know the meaning of the new creature in Christ. He will deliver us from the time of the wicked. He'll deliver us from the time of trouble. He'll take us out of the dark abyss of the dark pits of hell and take us up in the light. All right, let me tell you, new creature in Christ. People don't understand the meaning of new creature in Christ. Once you on that transition, you make that choice with the Lord, okay? And you make that decision to accept the Lord in your heart, and you get baptized. That transition starts. Manifesting and processing into you, and it takes time for you to do that, for you to transition. But for you to do that transition, you have to take yourself out the world. Don't be of the world. You're going to be in the world, but you have to be not of the world to be a new creature in Christ. That means the old things shall pass and the new things shall come in. So you have to let the Lord manifest inside you. You have to trust in the Lord so he could deliver you up, so he could deliver you and make you new. I understand it's not easy, because let me tell you my testimony. From the time I was baptized at the age of 16 and knowing that my mom wanted me to get baptized, and I accepted, but I didn't know what that transition going to be, how it's going to affect me. It's going to affect me in a good way, of course. At the same time, you will go through trials and tribulations. That trials and tribulations, okay, that the way the Lord, how he used the potter, how he used his hands to break us down and then recreate us the way he wants us to be created, so he could prepare us for that purpose in this earth, in heaven. He put us in that transition. Once we accept the Lord, you have to sacrifice that. You got to sacrifice your flesh. Once you sacrifice your flesh, then that power will manifest inside of you. And once you accept the Lord full, complete, because you cannot serve two masters as a new creature in Christ, because there's a lot of Christians take it the wrong way, that, oh, yes, the Lord give me grace and mercy. Yes, he gives you grace and mercy. Yes, you have repentance, and nobody's perfect. But the Lord want to see you put effort so he could go ahead and do the rest upon you, because he's not finished with us yet. He is not finished with us yet until he comes back. Okay? Manifestation. The Lord will use us for that great purpose. By us being used, we here to give that gospel. And once we give that gospel to all over the world, people will also take that in. Some people will take it in, some people will not take it in. At the last days, the Lord will separate the sheep from the goat. The goat is the one that's disobedient. The sheep is the one that decides to follow the shepherd. The Lord is the one that is our shepherd. So we shall follow him. Okay? Let me go ahead and go to Matthew 24. Because I'm not going to sugarcoat nothing with nobody. You understand? Being a new creature in Christ is not easy. I understand that. And just people out here want to take the easy way out and fall into the wickedness. See, my testimony, I could tell you my testimony. I've been in the streets. I sold drugs. I did multiple things. I did wicked things I should not have done. Ever since I became a new creature in Christ at the age of 16 in high school, and then, you know, I've been through a lot, of course, been bullied, everything else. My childhood was not that pretty, but at the end of the day, it's your choice and decision for your life to make that decision, to make that transition, to make that next step, because you can't have other people tell you what to do and tell you why you're so different, why you are not one of us. Look, once you're a new creature in Christ, you have a new name in heaven. You are new. Your mind is new. Trials and tribulation will not even be a problem to you because you already been through that. The Lord put us in training. Once you're a new creature in Christ, the Lord start putting us in training immediately to see how far that we could trust him. How deep can we go following him to pick up the cross if we're going to make that decision in life and be like, okay, it's too hard for me. Let me not be a Christian anymore. Or let me not follow the Lord. Yes, the wicked ways of this earth is easy. But then again, is it worth it for your soul to burn in hell for eternity? Is it worth it to sell your soul for priceless possession that's not going to last long? Is it worth it? Or is it worth to be in the presence of the Lord and reign for 1,000 years? And have your crown in the kingdom of heaven and saving souls, because that time right now, we're in the last days. We're in that time of trials and tribulations. Matthew 24, verse 10. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that endure in the end, and the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached on all the world for a witness unto all nations. And then shall the end come. You understand? There's going to be false prophets. There's going to be people that's wax cold. There's Christians out there that's going to be wax cold. But we have to humble ourselves, people, and be strong. Let's not be prideful. Let's humble ourselves and be strong through the Lord Jesus. And let's not fall into that temptation. Let's not fall into, you know, our own glory and fortune or fame or whatever that's actually what you have lust for. But let's focus on being that new creature in Christ, that being that new person and renewing your mind. For there shall rise false Christs, and that's what I've been seeing lately. People giving me false doctrine, telling me this and that. And I mean, nearly fall for it, but I'm not going to fall for it, because even the chosen elect will fall for it. I'm not going to fall for it. For Christ shall be, and the Lord said in his own words, for this shall rise false Christs, Let me go back. I'm sorry about that. Matthew 24, verses 23. Then if many shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. There goes Christ in the desert. Believe it not, and that's in his own words. That is in his own words. And there's people telling me, oh, this Christ in human form. He came in the human form. Oh, he's still alive. You know, I don't want to say no names, but I seen it when I did my research last week or 2 weeks ago. I'm like, what? You know, nearly fell for it, but I'm like, I'm not going to fall for it. The Holy Spirit is guiding me. I'm going by what the Lord Jesus telling me. I'm not going to go by what human telling me or what these other people telling me. This is in the Lord's word. This is in the Lord's word. It's in the Bible, okay? And then there shall be many going to be afflicted. You understand? Let me finish. And then if many shall say unto you, lo, it is Christ, or there, believe it not, for there shall rise false Christs and false prophets, and shall shew great signs and wonders. It's not much that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Behold, I tell you before. Wherefore, if they shall say unto you, behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chambers, believe it not. For as the lightning cometh out of the east and shine even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For whatsoever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together. Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of heaven shall be shaken. What's going on now? Tell me what's going on now, what I just read. Is that coming to pass? It is going to come to pass, and most of these things are already coming to pass. And there's people over here afflicting other people and deceiving other people, saying there's Christ over there. Oh, there's a guy in a human form, and he's the one that's Jesus. And oh man, oh yeah. And a friend of mine told me, oh yeah. And also he was riding a white horse. Whoa, dude, you serious? He's riding a white horse. Oh, four horsemen. Duh. Okay, I'm not going to be afflicted, because whatever I've learned by the Holy Spirit and he put inside of me, I already know. You know, I have to go ahead and give that gospel to those that's being received. If they don't want to accept it and receive it, I go by my way. I did my job. And then I go to the next person, because the Lord didn't touch down yet. Okay, his second coming is... He's coming. The Lord is coming. But people already said, oh, his second coming already came, already around, you know, 1930s, 1940s. No, people are getting confused. The guy I'm actually explaining philosophy, okay, they say Jesus came in a human form. No, As the lightning comes from the east and the west, then the Son of Man shall come. That's in his words, okay? That's in the Lord's words, okay? But they say, oh, Selassie, yes, he has the bloodline of, you know, King David and everything else or whatever. Okay, that might be the facts. But when they say, oh, he's Christ, he's Jesus, this and that, then they fall into affliction. You know, he's in the human flesh. That's what you call the Antichrist. There shall be many crises. There shall be many who will be afflicted, and they shall be found in the desert, and they say, there goes Christ. He's in a chamber. The Lord said, don't go and believe it not. I'm not going to believe it. I'm going to believe when the Lord comes, when the lightning comes from the east, and the lightning shall come in the west, then the Son of Man shall come. Okay? Immediately after tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of heaven shall be shaken. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he shall send his angels with great sound of trumpet and shall gather together in his elect from the wind, from one end of the heaven to the other. Now learn a parable of the fig tree. When his branch is yet tender, that's being part of the new creature in Christ now. Okay, parable of the fig tree. When his branch is yet tender, put forth leaves, ye know that summer is night. Well, that's what's mean. Ye know that summer is night. So likewise ye, when ye shall see all these things, know that is near, even at the doors. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till these things be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. But of that day and hour no man knows, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of Son of Man. For in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying, giving marriage unto the day that Noah entered in the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away. And shall also the coming of Son of Man be. Then shall two be in the field, and one shall be taken, and the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill, and the one shall be taken, and the other left. Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord do come. But know this, that if a good man of the house had known what and what watch the thief would come, he would have watched, and would not have suffered his house to be broken down. You understand? It's in the word of God. So all these people say, there goes the Lord, he's in the human form, and this and that, don't believe it not. For he shall come as a thief in the night. People will not know when he comes. Okay? People will not know when he comes. He shall come as a thief in the night. Only Father in heaven only knows when he comes. People will not know the time or hour, because people are saying, oh, he might come midnight. He might come this day. Oh, my God. Preachers out here, okay? Listen. Stop putting these numbers and say he's coming at 12 midnight. He's coming at nighttime. Stop doing that, because you're still deceiving. Stop doing that, please. Because you don't know. Only God knows when his son is coming. Not even the angels in heaven knows. So why would he let y'all know so y'all could go ahead and act crazy and fornicate and do whatever y'all want and be like, okay, he's coming that day. Let me go ahead and get myself prepared. No. He's going to come as a thief in the night. The Lord's coming as a thief in the night, so be prepared. A new creature in Christ, you got to make a change and change yourself and make a decision. And what you got to do with yourself. And making that choice and decision. Even when your environment is changing, you must change for the good, not for the bad. Don't fall into the wicked. See, the wicked people, they made the decision to make their own change, to dress crazy, to cuss or whatever, because that's what they want to do. You know what I'm saying? And they worship their God, okay, to the full extent. But as Christians, what we need to do is pull ourselves together, stop fighting each other, stop going against each other, and work together, okay, about this, religion that, blah, 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 God say this, God say that. Listen, people, listen. Too much fighting over here. You know what I mean? This church going against this church, my religion, this religion, I'm not with that. I don't want to be part of that. Listen. At the end of the day, the Lord is teaching about love and coming together, because we are in a spiritual warfare. We need to pray for each other and work with each other. That's the meaning of a creature in Christ. Because if people be like, oh, I don't want to go in this church, I don't want to go in that church, I'm going to stay away from these people. Look, if we're going to pray for people, let's pray for all people, all right? And especially, you know, church members going against other church members. I don't got time for that. Listen. The Lord is using me, and he's manifesting inside of me. The Holy Spirit is using me right now as we speak. I'm going to do what the Lord tells me to do. If I have to go to this church, I will preach the gospel. If I have to go in this place, I will preach the gospel. If I have to go to Africa, I will preach the gospel. It doesn't matter. Because at the end of the day, Christians have to come together at the end of the world, because the world is ending. And we have to come together and work together. Because the wicked, trust me, the wicked is coming together to go against us. So we don't have time to go against each other and fighting each other and this and that and cussing each other out. There's no time for that, trust me. There's a little bit of time left. Matter of fact, there's no time left. Because the days, it states in the word of God, the days will be shortened. Okay? The days will be shortened. And if you don't understand that, then I don't know what to tell you. But it's that time to prepare yourself and get ripe. Not right, R-I-G-H-T, but ripe. Like, you know, mango has to be ripe. The Lord wants us to be ripe. So once he come to take up his wife, the church now, the churches, the once he comes to marry, when he's about to get married, the Lord's about to come up and for the marriage, he wants the church to be ripe and ready for that marriage and take us up. Okay? So we have to prepare ourselves so we could be in our new bodies and prepare ourselves so we could receive our new name. But until then, let's not only focus on the reward in heaven, let's focus on our purpose and live our purpose to the full extent so the Lord could have that glory out of us before he comes. And so we can help others and save souls. Amen. Let me go ahead and play one song before I go. I would like to thank everybody on Facebook for listening. And I'm going to continue preaching the gospel and coming back on the radio this week. I don't know when this week, but I will come back and give the word of God. I love doing this, man. I love doing this. I am Joseph the Dreamer. I'm out. That's right.
Tell me what you see when I pass by. Shadow, a cloud, or a line in the sky. Am I getting it wrong or am I getting it right? Well, all I can take is one step at a time. Look at me, I'm trying every day. I fall down, make mistakes. Get back up, try again. Next time that with walking, you can't go wrong. Why should you rush your way through life? You won't get very far running all the time.
Look at me, I'm trying every day. I fall down, make mistakes. Get back up, try again. Next time back, save me.
Yeah, left, right, left, right, left, right. I'm walking my block.
Right here.